Yeah, you could say that. Obviously, through my opinion, I don't feel that I wanted to lose my place in the team. But Bradders is the manager, and he makes the decisions, and he's decided to go with Flavs. You know, my job is to react like a senior pro and get on with the job and work hard, get my head down, and if the opportunity arises, to get myself back in the team and take it with both hands. I've been through it before. I'll come through it again.
The manager is given his reasons to us. It's footballing reasons. Some fans suggesting that maybe there's other reasons, contract negotiations, stalling. Do you feel it's solely football reasons? Is that what the manager's told you?
The manager's told me it's for footballing reasons. Obviously, it's no secret that I turned down the contract that Bournemouth offered me in the summer. Things like that will remain between me, myself and the club. I'm not going to come out and say things that I'm going to regret, but obviously, I'm not, as any player, would be delighted to be out of the team. That's football. I've got to react. You know, I can't get myself down about it. I've got to react and get on with the job in hand, because football changes very quickly, and it's just one of those things.
You said there that you'll come through stronger. Is it just a case of knuckling down in training and just sort of keeping your head down and getting on with it and hoping for the best now?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things that I've learnt as I've got older. Obviously, I had a situation a couple of years back with David Button coming in. I felt that I reacted well to that, and you know, I'd arguably to the 2.5 best years of my career so far, and obviously disappointed not to start the season, but what doesn't kill you make you stronger, and you know, I'm determined to get my place back.
Can we talk about your contract negotiations over the summer? You didn't sign the contract, as you say. Is there still an offer there? Is there any hope that you will or could sign a new deal?
I just want to put it on the record that I never asked to leave Bournemouth. I've never once hinted that I'm not interested in staying. You know, I had negotiations with Bradders and the chairman. I said that I'd be happy to stay. I just felt that the contract that was being offered to myself and other people wasn't agreeable to me. So I understand the financial restrictions of football these days. Unfortunately for myself, I have to think about my fiance and our son. And for myself, I just didn't think the contract suited me. So, you know, it's one of those things that you have to ask the club whether the contract offer is still on the table, as I haven't gone back to them. So, as I said, I'm a Bournemouth player. I've been on the bench for the last four games. I've supported the team through every kick, and I'll continue to support the team. If called upon, I'll give 150% as I usually do.
Do you envisage any situation where either you or the club budge on this, or does it seem like there's not sort of the negotiations are done and dusted, and you know, neither side's going to budge?
Listen, from my side, the negotiation, for me, I'm still open to staying to Bournemouth. You know, I haven't spoken to Bradders and the chairman about the situation, about their feelings towards me staying. So, you know, for me, the door's not closed. So all I simply said was that I came out and I rejected the deal. And it was from the chairman's side that it said that the talks are unlikely to reopen. So I've got respect what they think. They feel that they've gone as far as they can with me, and I've got to respect that. So, you know, I just want to say that there's no hard feelings, really. It's just one of those things. But as I said, the door is never closed on Bournemouth, because they're a club that's always going to be dear to my heart. And as I said, I've achieved the most I've achieved in football in the last 2.5 years, and that's playing for Bournemouth, and I'll never close the door on that.
It just seems like such a far from ideal situation for all parties. You just, almost bizarre how it's panning out. Now Darren Flahaven's come in and you're sat on the bench. It's not quite panned out perhaps how you would have liked.
Well, you know, that's football, that's life. Nothing goes the way that you ever want it to go. It's the way you roll with the situation. And for myself, I've spoken to Mossy about it. You know, he's been through it himself when he was playing here, and you know, he's guiding me in the way to be. And at this moment, I'm working hard. I'm staying behind after training, doing extra sessions in the gym with a fitness coach, because you know, if the opportunity does arise to come back in and play, then I'm ready to go. So that's all I can do. And you know, as for Daryl coming in, I have a fantastic working relationship with him. I'm not somebody like that to be bitter. You know, everything that we do, he's trained with us before he even joined, and I think he's a fantastic goalkeeper. He's somebody that's been there and done it, and I can learn a lot off him. So it's nothing to do with that. It's the contractual issue between myself and the club, and it's just one of those things that will hopefully get resolved in time.